It's an art show for 50 local artists. And what Donna and I did, actually Donna made homemade paper out of our junk mail. She put it in the blender, ground it up.
And wait. Seriously put it in a blender?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a blender that I'd make a smoothie with?
Yeah, but I have a blender that's just for that. Put water and junk mail and turn it into paper.
And then we dried it out and we made these little boxes out of them, and that was my job. And we're calling them little shrines, and we challenged 50 local artists to make a tribute to trees out of these boxes.
With no rules except a tribute to trees, so they can take it any way they want, do anything they want with it, and they're exquisite.
And then on Earth Day Eve on the 21st at the Global Campus, we're going to have a art show with all these there, and there will be silent auction that night. And, of course, there's also going to be a tree concert that night as well, which we're going to host and unveil a whole bunch of new tree songs.
Okay, this concert for the trees. New tree songs that you've written together, separately?
Really,
both?
Donna wrote them.
Yeah.
We, as usual, Donna writes them, and I help arrange them.
Mm-hmm. I was really fortunate. This last summer, I got a scholarship to go to Derry Hollow Writers Colony in Eureka Springs for a week. And my intent was to just spend the whole week writing tree songs for this event, and I did. I wrote about 11 tree songs, and we will unveil probably half of them at the concert. There will be other artists also performing tree songs and poetry.
All right.
Right.
Well, could we hear a tree song?
Sure.
Well, we'd be thrilled.
All right.
Would
absolutely.
You like a slow tree song or a fast tree song?
I've never seen a fast tree.
The slow song.
You're a hymn for the trees.
Oh,
this
okay.
This is a beautiful, beautiful.
I simply call this the hymn for the trees. This is an unveiling. No one has ever heard this song except
this
you right
premiere?
Now. Okay. World premiere. We've just been practicing nonstop to try to learn this body of work. So.
Okay, here we go.
I make my way through flowering fields of yellow wild indigo. A meadowlark sings a hymn to me, these are streets of gold. Then I wander through the woods where hickory and white oak stand. Guardians of the gateway to the sacred promised land. The trees breathe out while I breathe in. Prayer the trees lift branches up, green wings against a clear blue sky. Every leaf wears a halo of sunlight as it dances by. I think this is God's first church, the forest and the meadows. Watch over this heavenly place, just like guardian angels. The trees breathe out while I breathe in. The trees.
Honored to have that on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Kyle.
Well, and all of this effort is to help some trees that are native to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. The more we're always every year we look for somebody we'd like to fund for our Earth Day activities, and this year it was clear that we were going to think of something about had to do with trees. And we thought about maybe Joplin, Missouri, but mm-hmm. it turns out that they've been pretty well taken care of as far as tree planting goes. And we thought about fruit trees around Fayetteville, and then we started thinking about the Ozark chinkapin, and we looked into it, and the more we looked into it, the more we realized that these people could really use the help.
The Ozark chinkapin, a native tree that has been endangered for some time.
Yes.
It's true. Actually, it was very, very common, and right about 1950, between 1950 and 1960, a blight came and virtually wiped them out. And it was thought to be gone and not possible to recover. Mm-hmm. But recently, they have found, they discovered that there are actually 23 relatively large chinkapins surviving.
Resistant.
And so they have been using those successful trees to design a new seed that they think would be blight resistant, mm-hmm. and they've actually had this seed in hand as of this year.
And the efforts combined with the art and the
concert
for the trees helps the efforts
yes.
to save the chinkapin.
Every dime from that evening on the 21st will go to the Ozark Chinkapin Foundation to help them with their work.
The show and the auction of the locally created art from blender-produced paper mm-hmm. will be the 21st
mm-hmm.
yes.
at the Global Campus Center.
And people will have the opportunity. Well, we're going to open the doors at 6 o'clock, and people can come in. The concert may not – we originally said 8. We may push it a little forward because we keep on wanting to add a few little elements. But so be prepared. Don't be late. But the doors open at 6, and there will be at least an hour and a half for viewing the shrines.
And bidding on them.
And then we're going to have the concert, of course, in the same location in the auditorium there at the Global Campus.
Which many people used to call Continuing Ed.
Yes.
Just
yes.
off the square in Fayetteville,
yes.
right?
It's
yes.
on 2 East Center Street,
yes,
which is
on the square.
And then after the concert, we'll have a little time for last-minute bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be finalized, and people will take their shrines home that very night.
And there will be tree refreshments. There will be apple juice uh-huh. and fruit and finger food veggies and Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons?
Yeah, figs.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Of course. Yes. Of course.
And for for the concert, we do have a nice lineup of guests, a musical guest and poetry guest. For instance, we have Susan Shore and Michael Cochran. We have Dan Dean and Laura Kelly. We have Guy Ames. Mm. We have Jenny Garber. We have poets Lee Wilkerson and Jeff Olsner. So it's going to be a very colorful show. A real gala event, we think,
mm-hmm.
and we really hope people will come.
And Robin Ruiz and Dennis Collins will be backing us up on a few numbers also.
On the Still on the Hill songs.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'll be tremendous.
I'm sorry. Break a twig.
yeah, exactly. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.